Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, where on the arm is the tefillin shel yad to be placed? So we are going to go through this based on the Sefer Halacha Sedura, which is really a compilation of halachas based primarily on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, but others as well. So we're going to take the right arm and we're going to place the tefillin shel yad on the left arm. We're talking about somebody who is a righty. So the tefillin shel yad is going to be placed on the top part of the left arm, basically in the area of the bicep. And the halacha sedur says as follows: Be'etam azroa den hamar pek, that's the elbow, the base of shechi. So it's going to be placed on the bone between the elbow and the armpit. So that's the location, roughly the location. Now, if we straighten out our arm and we take a look there is an area that's on the bicep, but the bicep does not start towards the elbow. We're talking about the fold in the arm, not the belt, the elbow on the bottom side of the arm, but it's opposite the elbow where we fold our arm. So there is no bicep there. You have to go, maybe each person is going to be different, but go a couple centimeters, and then the bicep starts to go up. And it goes up, and it goes for a while, and then at the top it starts to go down, and then we wind up at the shoulder. So the place of the location of the tefillin shel yad is going to be on the bicep, and basically we're going to divide the arm in two. And it's going to be placed on the bottom part, the arm. We're talking about the top part of the arm. It's going to be placed towards the side, towards the elbow, not the side towards the shoulder. So it's going to be placed there, and it's going to be placed somewhat closer to the fold in the arm, but it must be on the meat of the arm. It must be on the bicep. Now, when we talk about the bicep, there are two ways to look at the bicep. We can look at the bicep when our arm is straight out. We are not making a muscle. We're not folding the arm to make a muscle, so it's straight out. Or we can look at the bicep when we fold the arm and make a muscle. And it's interesting to note, if you take a look, that when we hold our arm out, the bicep, the meat there, it starts to rise sooner, closer to the fold in the arm, that when we make a bicep, it crunches the muscle together, and there's less area of the bicep itself because it's crunching the muscle together. So when we're talking about placement of the shel yad on the bicep, we are going to talk about the bicep as the arm is straight out, not when we are, quote-unquote, making a muscle, because you have a lot less bicep to put it on then. So it's when the arm is straight out, and it's going to be placed on the bottom part of the bicep, but it should not extend to the place that there is no bicep. There's no elevation from the bicep itself. So that is going to be too close to the fold in the arm. So that's a critical thing to understand when we're talking about the bicep. It's not when we're making a muscle. It's when the arm is straight out. That's very, really critical. If you place it, if even a small part of the tefillin in the part of the arm that is flat, it's really close to the fold in the arm, so there's really no quote-unquote bicep there, there's no elevation when we hold the arm out, that is not going to be kosher. That is not going to be a kosher way to wear the tefillin. And the same at the waist top, if we go too far to the top, then, and we're talking about when we have the part of the tefillin that the strap passes through, that is also not going to be kosher. It happens to be a malchokus in the postgame, how far up can we go? But the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch basically say it should be on the bottom half of the bicep, and not higher up than that. So that is an important point. The Gra is a little bit more makel on that. But basically, in a nutshell, that is where we are going to have it. It's going to be on the flesh of the arm, where it's elevated, but on the bottom half of it. And in addition, yata tefillin me'atlitz adaguf, we're going to turn the tefillin a little bit towards the body, a little bit towards the body. Be'inyan she'keshi'akof zro'o le'mata ye'kenegelibo. So to the effect that when we hold our arm down, the tefillin shel yad is going to be pointing towards our heart. So that is how it's going to be. So basically on the bicep at the top, it's going to be pointed a little bit inward. So then we let our arm down, it's going to be pointing towards the heart. And that's where it is in a nutshell. That is the placement of the tefillin shel yad. Have a wonderful day.